Before we dive in, we wanted to give a shout out, like we said we would, to our podcast sponsors. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast with a monthly contribution. It means so much to us, and it really helps keep it going because this is a lot of work for us. So shout out to you, Cheryl DeRazzo. We'll go every other one. Cheryl DeRazzo, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Madison Brown.
Becca Gilman.
Devin Cahill.
Leanna Raber.
Victoria Lambert.
And Kelly Fitzgerald. Thank you guys so much for being one of our first supporters. It means so much to us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And if you are interested in supporting us, you can go onto Anchor and search our podcast. And it's really easy.
You just click support this podcast. And most people are doing $4.99 a month. And it means the world. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Cool.
Let's get started. Build a big
little life. We're back.
It's a new day and things are looking up.
Yeah.
Compared to yesterday.
Yesterday was just awful. There were lots of happy moments, but it was awful.
What's up, you guys? How are you? I hope your day yesterday was better than ours. Are we complainers?
Basically, this is where we come to complain to you.
We don't want this to just be bicker session.
I feel like our vlogs, we try and be super positive.
We're real. We do real talk in our vlogs, but we try to show like the happy moments.
I try and tell Dallin he has major issues with complaining. And you don't have to call it complaining. You can call it venting or stating real truths that make you want to kill yourself.
Venting is healthy. And ideally, it leads to an outcome or like a path you can do to act to make things better.
There you go again.
And if not, then you can just vent and like, it's the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is serenity right there.
I swear you were Dr. Phil's friend in heaven or something.
No, that's just, everybody knows the serenity prayer.
I don't.
Well, now you do. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
No, I'm not saying a serenity prayer to you when I complain.
I say the serenity prayer every night.
All I'm saying.
Let's start this off with a positive note. We have a funny news article. Well, Ashley says it's funny. She hasn't let me read it yet, so I'll be reacting. And then we're going to dive into what happened yesterday.
Well, I just need to say this.
What?
It's okay to complain.
It is. And complaining can lead to positive, like, change.
Sometimes it doesn't, though. Sometimes you can't change.
Sometimes you just got to get stuff off your chest.
Right.
It's true.
Dallin and I had, like, a 3-hour conversation about this.
Yeah. And we were just both on opposite ends of the spectrum. Hopefully, we're both more towards the middle.
Dallin's always, like, he says to me, don't complain to me.
I never complain. I just suck it up. And then eventually, it just bottles up and I
you're miserable. Well, not always, but that's what makes you miserable. Because no one knows your issues and no one can help you because no one knows.
Yeah.
All I know is something's really bothering Dallin and it's a mystery. So we're all just on pins and needles.
Yeah. And I just try to suck it up a lot of the time and then it just comes out and it's not good. Ashley, on the other hand, sometimes can complain.
Ashley, on the other hand, just complains.
Can just complain too much sometimes.
No. Okay, maybe. But I don't see it as complaining. Like, I see it as like sharing how I'm feeling.
That's
hopes,
important.
Wishes, feelings.
I think just having
one
like
thing
a,
I've learned about
what you're going to do about it attitude is like the healthiest approach.
Sometimes you can't do anything about it.
If you can't, then you just got to accept it and move on.
But I still want to talk to someone about it.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Well,
as much as you need
say
to
say that, but really you're like, don't talk
as much
to me
as you
about
need
it.
To, but then just don't dwell on it because you can't change it.
See, Dallin is not.
That's the
when
middle
I married
ground.
A person, Dallin, I just had this vision in my mind that he would basically fill the shoes of my best friend Shamra.
I just try to fix things too much, I've learned, and
like,
I just need to sit there and say
and
I see how you feel.
Well,
and stuff
just
like that.
Not just say things because you have to respond to me, but like actually be like, yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just need
not
to
just
not try
be
to,
like yeah
no, I wasn't, that sounded rude, like I didn't care. I need to just be more empathetic and not just try to fix things and move on.
Because if we ever have a third child,
not a lot of things are quick fixes.
If we ever have a third child, it'll be a whole nother experience. I feel like I wish we could have had like 2 practice babies before we had our real babies.
That's because, George and James.
No, like before them, so that I could just like the whole pregnancy and like after baby stuff, like it would bother Dallin so much that I would quotation mark fingers, complain. But really, I was just needing someone to talk to about all these terrible things that were happening to me that I'd never experienced. And I just, like, now I think you would do so much better.
I would.
You'd just be like, wow, that's really, he would be like, I mean, like, I'm not just saying this to sound mean.
I wasn't very empathetic.
It was just like, what do you want? Like, there's nothing you can do about it. You need to just have an attitude of, like, happiness. And I just needed someone. I needed a Shamra. Shamra, if you're listening, I needed a you.
But I get it. I get it now.
It's hard when you've never been pregnant.
There's nothing I could do about it. I had to go to work every day. And I'm trying to get at
going through those things has gotten us, like, we had all these expectations of each other that each other didn't know about. And it was hard, like, things I wanted from Dallin, he didn't know that's what I was asking for. And things he wanted of me, I didn't know that's what he was asking for. And it took us two kids and, like, a whole lot of issues to get to the point where he's like, oh, she just wants someone to, like, hold her hand and be like, it's okay, Ash.
I get it now.
Yeah. And, like, I'm sure Dallin just wants someone to have, I don't know, to just grin and bear it, I guess, with him.
There's just a healthy middle ground, and I feel like we both move towards the center a little bit, which is good.
Right. So I don't even, what, how, why did we get to complaining? Oh!
Just because we said yesterday was really hard. Our story today.
Right. So this is not, we're going to tell you guys the story of yesterday.
This podcast is going to be all about real life. It's just like a day in the life, basically.
It's the story
of yesterday.
Sometimes
we do vlogs of just day in the life, but this, we're going to break it down a little bit more.
Right. So
it involves kids.
And it's not just complaining. It's just talking and getting all the feelings out and saying things that are just bubbling up in your heart that you need to say, or else you'll punch a wall.
But I want to hear this news story first, because
okay, I found this one especially for you.
You haven't even let me hear what it's about.
I found this one for Dallin. He was struggling. We try and find news articles and he was having a hard time. No, the page didn't load. He was having a hard time finding a news article, and I was like, give me the phone. I'll find one for you. And within 10 seconds, the universe granted me. We had a hard time together.
10 minutes.
And we almost gave up, and I was just like, give me the phone. And it was almost like the Google gods handed me the perfect news article.
Let's have it.
Okay. Are you ready for the name of it? This article was written for Past Dallin, who was a little bit larger.
Oh, okay.
Teenage Dallin, who loved food more than anything else in the world.
Back in my fat days.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed. I'm proud.
The title is KFC.
Good.
Are you on the That's edge of your seat?
You know how I love KFC.
KFC unveils limited release Cheetos sandwich. And
A Cheetos sandwich?
I wish you guys could see this picture. You need to search this. Let me see. Look at the sandwich.
What the heck? Is that fried chicken and Cheetos?
It literally looks like, I don't even know who. Like, you know the little kid from Up? The little Boy Scout?
Kevin?
The chunky Boy Scout?
Kevin is the name of the bird.
I don't know his name, but it looks like he made this sandwich. It looks like someone just grabbed a handful of Cheetos.
It looks like a Boy Scout made that.
Yeah.
There's like a big old like Scout camp fried chicken patty and then like a ton of Cheetos. I did that in school for lunch. You just get your Cheetos, put it on your turkey sandwich. Boom. It's way better.
Okay.
This is like a millennial creation right here. This is a sign that younger kids are getting into corporate America.
Okay, I'm going to read it.
Kids that we went to high school with.
Chicken chain KFC is testing out a new sandwich that's making viral waves online due to one unusual ingredient, Cheetos. And let me just insert this little caveat. I love Cheetos.
Yeah.
And
Costco was giving out Cheeto samples yesterday.
Really?
Flame Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
You got Ruffles. I got the Flame Cheetos. So good.
But I love them so much. Like, I can't buy them. When I was a kid, I would go and stay at my grandma's. Sometimes when my parents would do like business trips, one time I ate a whole bag of Cheetos because grandma's houses are the best. There's a definite lack of, supervision. And I literally threw up an entire bag of Cheetos.
Oh gosh.
That day I ate an entire pot of macaroni, an entire bag of Cheetos.
That sounds like a good day.
And I went into the bathroom.
In Ashley's grandma's words, she was a grazer.
That was my other grandma who I thought didn't think those things of me. Dylan and I had very similar childhoods of overeating. Okay, continuing. The KFC Cheetos sandwich being rolled out for testing at select locations in, very fittingly, Virginia, Georgia, the Carolinas, and other southern states.
Oh my gosh.
Features an extra crispy chicken filet, a layer of crunchy Cheetos, and a special Cheetos sauce.
Bring it to Utah!
It's only $4.79 and it's only available till March 24th.
That's hilarious.
The workers back there just have bags and bags of
Cheetos. They're like, okay, this is what we're doing now. Putting Cheetos on chicken sandwiches.
The response to the unusual sandwich online has been mixed. Some social media users blasted it for being unhealthy. Of course they did. Not the Dashleys.
KFC used to be so healthy, but now they're putting Cheetos on their sandwiches.
Yeah, KFC was healthy never.
They have turned for the worst.
That used to be my favorite restaurant. I would go there on my birthday dinner.
Here's my question. How do they keep the Cheetos from not getting soggy?
Well, you put them on fresh. It's like when you put...
Like, what do they give them to you, like, in a side cup and you put them on before you eat it? Because what if you, like, put them on your sandwich, then wrap it up and, like, all the steam in there? I want it to be crunchy.
Well...
So many questions. I need a Cheeto KFC Cheeto sandwich right now.
You can just work through those issues when you order your KFC Cheeto sandwich.
I'd like my chicken sandwich with the Cheetos on the side, please.
We could just buy a bag of Cheetos and get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's the same thing.
Thou shalt not corrupt a Chick-fil-A sandwich the way that God intended it to be.
It's true.
All right. Is that it? Is there anything else? That's a good story. Now I want Cheetos.
So that's
and Chick-fil-A.
Our story. On to the next story.
It's funny how KFC makes me want Chick-fil-A. Okay. Why don't you just get started, Ash, and just... give some context about our day yesterday for all of our lovely viewers who are still listening.
I will say that it started terrible. But I handled myself well during the start, and it ended much better.
I think I've already blocked yesterday out of my memory. Tell me what happened.
I told Dallin that we were going to talk about yesterday on the podcast today, and he was like, what happened? It's just a normal day, which it was just a normal day. A lot of days.
No, there was less. There was more than normal.
Yeah. So it started out, James wakes up around 4 a.m. crying. I go and feed her. She, for lack of a better word, drains me. She drinks all the milk. And then she's just like, and then she throws it all up all over me.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't scream. Usually I scream and I'm like, Dylan! But I didn't. I just laid her back in bed, which was probably a bad choice because she had a little bit of barf all over her. But she fell right asleep, so I didn't want to wake her up. I just figured we did. We bathed her when she woke up in the morning. And then I went and showered. But it's just like not a good way to start your day.
No.
It was for
not.
Dallin. He woke up and I was like
undressing. Oh, are we
in
doing
the
this?
Bedroom.
4 a.m. And then she's like, I could tell something was different. And she's like, I'm getting in the shower. And I was like, oh. Oh, never mind. I'm going back to bed.
I know. It probably seemed like a really good morning for you when you woke up.
For a few seconds, yeah. It was great.
Yeah, not so. But
then you just went in the bathroom and closed the door.
You need a moment after being barfed on. At least I do.
You do.
Okay, so the morning started well. I mean, after that, it kind of went well. Dallin went to the gym, and I'm trying to figure out how to invest money. Like for retirement. So I read for like 3 hours while the kids slept until around 8.
See, good things happened yesterday. We both learned a lot. I was listening to...
I just felt like I learned...
to Unshakable, the Tony Robbins book about money. And we both realized what we want to do kind
help.
Of...
Did we? I just...
Yeah.
Dallin came home and I...
Here's what we're going to do. In order to have $5 million by the time that we're 65, we're going to need to come up with $20,000 to invest right now, and then another $1,000 every single month until we're 65. And then, assuming that we earn 10% interest,
right,
we're going to have over $5 million by the time we're 65.
Okay, well...
So now we just need to come up with $20,000 and then an extra $1,000 we don't need to use every single month of our life.
That's a very simple version, but there's lots
And you can do it too, by the way. Anybody who has $20,000 and puts it into some fund that makes 10%.
There's lots of crazy things, though, concerning self-employed people, can't just do a normal 401k, and then you can only put in so much tax deferred whatever money. Basically, Dallin came in and I swore. I was like, I have been reading this.
No, so
I only said the S word.
Yeah, you swearer.
Swearer.
You swear face. So we're going to try to max out our Roths, and we're going to set up a 401k. And
those are. We can't do a Roth, I think.
Why?
We have to do a special self-employed thing. That's why we need help.
Well, an SEP, we're going to do that. And I'm talking with a finance guy who works with our accountant, and it's going to be just fine.
What did he say to do, an SEP or a solo?
I haven't asked him that yet. We should set up a call with him.
Can we just meet him in person?
Or that, if you want to drive up to Ogden. But he's up there.
Why does everyone we need to visit live there?
We moved away from my family.
Not your family, like our accountant.
Oh.
The financial guy. Or the people who help us with YouTube.
Our agents.
Everybody.
Everybody's up there. So, yeah. Anyways, learning about finances.
Ugh. I feel like that started. I just feel like I need to sit in a quiet room and read about that for 3 days.
This book, you should listen to it. Tony Robbins really breaks it down.
But he doesn't break down, if you're in this tax bracket, you can only do this much. And if you're in this tax bracket, you can only do this much. I don't know what tax bracket we're in. I don't know how much we're going to make.
We'll talk with our finance guy.
What do you do if you don't know?
Everybody needs a finance guy.
I think my issue is I imagine the IRS is this, like, basically a man who walks around with a guillotine. And if you mess up on your taxes, he's just going to come and kill you. So it gives me a lot of stress.
I can tell when if that's the picture in your mind.
I think in reality, they're just like, whatever, just change it.
Ashley and I had got a letter from the IRS once, and I accidentally typed in the wrong number for her income.
It was like the cops and the robbers were out to get me. I was ready to move to
Belize.
It
was just this person that sent us a letter like, you need to pay more taxes. And I was like, okay. And they were like, okay, thanks.
You don't understand. When I was a teacher,
anybody works for the IRS, please email us and tell Ashley to calm down.
When I was a teacher, when I worked as a teacher before I was married, I did my taxes wrong 1 year. And it was just a hot mess. And
yeah,
it was just basically 2 years of me stressing about it until I finally just sat down for 5 hours and fixed it. But it took me 2 years of stressing about it.
That's the difference between you and me.
That's why I married you. Besides your amazing,
I hate those things, so
body,
I just
and
so I just do
kind
them.
Kind heart.
And Ashley just stresses over it until I do it.
Talon will just find me like hiding in the closet, swearing, and he'll be like, "I got this. Let me do this."
Yeah. So, anyways, go on.
Okay, that was part two of our.
Also, mutual funds. Basically, never. It's so rare that you'll ever beat the market. Everything reverts to the mean eventually. If mutual funds have been doing good in the past, it's their time to stop doing good, you know? So it's like rare that a financial advisor beats the market for a long time. Basically, what Tony Robbins says, just go with index funds.
So,
and that's what
mutual funds,
Warren Buffett says to do. That's what Ray Dalio says to do. Index funds.
They do beat the market, but there's additional fees that...
Sometimes they do.
Well,
but after all the fees and the taxes, because they're like trading stuff, so you have to pay the normal your normal tax bracket if you're doing trades in sooner than a year, which they are doing trades because they get paid. So
I just feel like we need to say that we don't know what we're talking about. If you're listening.
Look, I listened to an audiobook for 2 hours.
We listened to an audiobook yesterday for 2 hours, and we're going to pass this knowledge on to you.
Yeah, so
how about
it's
we just
so rare
tell them
that
the
mutual,
book.
It's Unshakable by Tony Robbins.
It's a good book. You should read it.
Yeah, so mutual funds rarely beat the market, and any investor who says that they're going to beat the market for you by picking individual stocks is full of it, and they are probably brokers who...
There's a lot of fees associated with it that cause it to not be beating the market for you.
Yeah, and in the end, after taxes and after fees, it's going to be at or below what you would have made if you just did a simple index fund.
Right. If that made any sense to you.
If your eyes are glazing over, I'm sorry. This is what we've been talking about.
I'm over here being like...
Yesterday wasn't totally bad. We learned stuff.
Cut it short.
We learned stuff.
Listen, an index fund with a 3.78 FDIC mutual rate of return.
I'm
just making it up.
Okay. Hey, I was a finance person
for
2 semesters.
I know enough to know that that doesn't make sense.
I know what a financial calculator is.
I know someone who knows a guy who pays his taxes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's heard of taxes.
So we have come to the conclusion that we need help and we're going to hire a fee-based financial guy, woman.
A fiduciary who has to act in our best interest.
But they're fee-based. So they just kind of give you a plan. They tell you what they think you should do. And then we have to go and do it. And we're probably going to use Vanguard to set up all of our funds. Not that we have a lot of funds to set up our one fund.
We just need to start.
We just want to start.
You start little and then compound interest over time will get big.
If you listen to Dave, you know that when you've saved up an emergency fund, paid off all your debts, and then saved up a 3 to 6 month emergency fund, like we've done all those things, our next step is to start.
And we've worked super hard to do that. Like cranking out wedding videos, other videos.
Yeah,
cranking
and out we just have one car. That helped a lot.
And one car. Yeah, like it's taken a long time and we're super proud of ourselves for getting to this point. High five.
Woo! But so that's what we're doing. Our next step is to start in saving for retirement. And that is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. That wasn't bad yesterday. That was good.
It was just stressful. If it's stressful to do anything when the children are around because you can't just do it. You have to do little pieces
and like,
of it.
Right when you start to get into good conversation, they start screaming at you.
And then you have to leave and your mind's just like, no, let me finish.
I know. So we did. So eventually George had his little class, right?
Oh, right. So this is where it gets weird. Not weird, just bad. George has a gymnastics class, which I think I'm going to cancel. I don't think he's ready.
Yeah.
I think we could have just as
open
much fun,
gym is fun
at
but
the library.
Yeah.
Or like go to a gym if we want to go to a gym for like a day. Mm-hmm. George just had a complete meltdown the whole class. I will say that, pat myself on the back, I kept my cool. And we were in an entire classroom of parents and their toddlers all magically having the best time together. And George was screaming on the floor. He wouldn't even let me touch him. Eventually, we just left the gym and sat in the stairwell and looked at trucks. But it was bad.
Jeez.
It was really bad.
I took James to Shields and bought a knife and a baseball bat.
Dallin and I have been...
Because Ashley learned about some creepy killer.
No, my mom gets People Magazine, and the two latest issues of People Magazine have been about the BTK killer. And this other poor girl in Wisconsin, it just happened. Her family was murdered by someone who just saw her one day getting off the school bus and decided he wanted to abduct her. So he just broke into her house, killed her family, and took her, and she just escaped. She was there for 88 days. Anyways, Dallin and I've been stressing about it. That's like one of my great fears, even as a kid, having something like that happen. So we're just kind of, Dallin wanted to get a bat so that he could
hit
somebody.
It's just like, we're putting our lives out on the internet, you know? So we're going to be better about not showing like the front of our house, and we've deleted old videos that do show the front of our house. If you find some
like
that we haven't deleted, please let us know. And like we're going to get a security system, and I have one gun.
Well, we have
we
a
might
security
get some
system.
More
we just
and just
want
like lock
to
them
like
up around our house,
get
and we have like a bat
security system
under our bed and a knife.
So if you want to come and get us, we have a bat under our bed, guys.
Hey, I just said and a gun and
all
a knife.
All I'm saying is, Dallin doesn't wake up when the kids cry. He's probably not going to wake up if you break into our home. You will.
What the heck was that? I wake up every single time and bring her to you while you're still laying in bed.
Not last night.
You take that back.
I will not. Hey, that wasn't
every
a jab.
Night.
I know you wake up a lot.
That's exact opposite of what you just said.
A lot of times you wake up you don't know it, but
no.
I wake you up.
You don't even wake up. I place her on your breast and you keep sleeping.
I'm always awake.
Waiting for me to wake up?
Yep.
Can't believe you said that.
I'm sorry. Hey, you've gotten a lot better at waking up. You really have.
Thank you.
You are amazing at it. And I'm so grateful when you do. And
okay.
It makes my night.
That's better.
Okay.
Go
I'm
on.
Really glad you didn't wake up this night that we're speaking of, because James would have thrown up all over our bed again. And that is the worst.
See?
And we cannot afford to have throw up on our new Costco comforter.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's going to be in a video soon. Our new Costco mattress topper. Mm-mm-mm.
It is divine.
Okay. Anyways.
Are we allowed? Can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
You corrected yourself.
Thank you. So George had a terrible time at gymnastics. When your child breaks down in public, it does something to your nerves, I think, where you're just...
Anytime like, they break down, it does something to my nerves.
You're just, you need to recover somewhere, and you're not usually blessed with a recovery period to get emotionally like back to your best self.
That's like the hardest part of parenting right there.
Yeah. There's no doubt. There's no like recuperation.
For some reason, God like put it in our brains to like freak out when kids scream at you.
Freak out mean get very stressed.
Get very not stressed like punch a wall and like or anything. Do what you can to like make it better. And when you're driving or trying to do anything, it makes it hard. So you're just left with this thing in your brain freaking out and nothing you can do. And
it's really hard. It's a big struggle.
Anyways, here we go. Complaining again.
No, venting.
Venting.
Venting. Like a volcano letting some steam out so we don't explode and destroy Hawaii. They still
explode.
Not always.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So we get home and Dallin needs to edit the vlog. Have you seen the vlog? We released it yesterday.
George,
it's the Winnie the Pooh
meeting
one.
Winnie the Pooh. So cute.
Dallin needs to edit the vlog, but both kids need to go down. So I am like, you go edit, get it done. I will put the kids to sleep. 2 hours later, they're both just still crying at me. It's just hard. It just
not even just crying, screaming at you.
James is going through a new phase.
Something happened.
And it like helps that I recognize this. I did yesterday while I was trying to rock her to sleep. George did it too. It was really hard. She's going through this phase where she doesn't always fall asleep when I nurse her now. So we're just both getting used to rocking to sleep. That's not something that soothes her yet. It worked really fast yesterday. It was just like a lot of crying and then she just passed out. So I just had to rock her and it's hard to rock a screaming child. But I did and she fell asleep. She like was screaming and then all of a sudden in like a second was asleep. It was crazy. Brains of children I will never understand. And George, I had to read him like 42 books. So I'm just like, I just need a minute. Thankfully, I was gifted a minute. They both fell asleep. They were both asleep for like they were asleep longer than an hour, but together they were asleep for like 40 minutes. And I watched the Bates. I don't know how she does it.
Is the Bates on Up TV?
Yeah.
Because we're still like, are you subscribed to them? Because we keep buying episodes.
This new season, I can't.
It's not on Up TV?
Yeah, but I just needed it.
So you're just as long as that's on purpose, not like
an
automatic
thing with Amazon. We subscribe to Up TV, but you have to buy the latest season and I just need it sometimes.
That's okay. I just want to make sure that we didn't have like the subscription still buying things when we're paying for Up TV.
Yeah.
We're going to be on Up TV, by the way.
Yeah, we are. They just paid us actually.
Finally.
It's all been up in the air and they're like, they made an episode and I guess if they have to still choose it for the season and they've been saying, if we choose it, we'll send you guys a check and they sent us a check.
They finally chose it. So we're going to be on a show, season 2 of Expecting. It's a show where they tell
vlogger families.
Yeah, they find people who are vlogging their pregnancy, telling their pregnancy story on YouTube or wherever online and buying their footage from them. And they put together an episode about you with your footage.
We're all really nervous. So over we're here
like
sitting
because like they have like they hours didn't and hours buy and hours.
Our vlogs, like the edited they vlogs, the they didn't want that. They footage. Wanted all the raw stuff.
So we're curious to see what they turn that into because they could pretty much spin that any way they want. They can
wanted. Do any. There's stuff we cut out.
They have so much footage.
We're all like, there were a lot of times where I said things and I was like, I said that out of anger.
Yeah, don't include
when
that.
When I was just super down about being pregnant.
But they have everything. So yeah, we'll see what they do.
And we could have watched through it, but it was like 36 hours of footage. So I
was like drag and drop onto this hard drive they sent us.
We're either going to get a lot of people who discover us and who love us, or we're going to get a lot of people who discover us and hate us.
Hey.
Because Up TV decided to keep a terrible thing. I don't even know what it would be that I
there
said.
There wasn't terrible
I just know
things.
I got really angry sometimes and I was like, quit filming. And like,
yeah, we stop filming when things get out of hand. It's going to be fine. I'm excited nervous. To see it. It's going to be really good.
I wish we could be like, next time, if anyone else wants to buy our footage for a TV show, we need to put it in the contract that
we review the episode,
finished episode.
Yeah, maybe we could do that. Anyways, what were we talking about? You had a minute and you were watching the Bates.
Right. Then the kids woke up. Things went well. So this is where things start looking up. Like, it doesn't sound like it was such a hard afternoon.
I guess mainly the morning was really hard.
5 a.m. to 3 p.m. was really hard.
4 a.m.?
4 a.m. That was just really hard. It was a hard way to start. I got to shower. If I don't shower, it's just a downhill run all day. Mm-hmm. I got to shower.
Ashley got new pants.
Oh yeah, I got new pants. I posted about them on Instagram.
And they're her favorite pants. She loves them. They're so stretchy.
I have another pair of new
pants. I love
pants,
stretchy pants too.
Too. So what happened after I had babies, I was all excited to wear my new my old clothes. Lo and behold, I don't think they will ever fit my body again. Things have just shifted. There's been a change in the tights and things have shifted. So I, in anger, because every time I wear those clothes, I just feel ugly and fat. And I'm not ugly and fat. It's just they're too small on me. So they make you feel that way. Anyways, I threw them all away and I have no clothes now because I'm kind of a minimalist with my clothes. I try and keep it very like low in amount. So I threw away my like two pairs of pants and my shirts that used to fit me. And then I had no clothes. So I'm kind of on a mission to restock my wardrobe. And I'm sharing that on Instagram. And our latest post was about these jeans I found. And someone said they're kind of pricey. And they are. They were like $80 jeans. But like the jeans, I buy stuff from J. Crew a lot. And those are usually pricier. But I've had those clothes for years, like 5 years.
You definitely get what you pay for. I am also a proponent of nicer clothes.
Yeah, and then like on the other side, I've bought some clothes from that are cheaper from other places that I thought were really cute. And
you wash them like once or twice.
They're pilly and I don't know. I love nice clothes because I hate shopping.
Sometimes you deserve to treat yourself with clothes.
I almost think it's cheaper to buy nice clothes. I mean, not cheaper. It depends how cheap you are about clothes. Like if you buy $1 jeans, like I don't think you can ever beat that.
Where would you go?
But I like to love my clothes. And if I keep a pair of clothes for like 6 years, which I have, until they fall apart, I think it's fine.
Yep. So anyways, if you go to the DI secondhand store over here in Sandy, Utah, you might find some of Ashley's old clothes because I took like 5 boxes.
Those weren't all my clothes. I don't have 5 boxes of clothes.
Those were my clothes, baby stuff, Ashley's clothes.
Whenever I get rid of my clothes,
Ashley got rid of a bunch of my old clothes too. Because I just keep stuff more.
Even things that don't you never wear because you hate them.
So it does feel good, although I have been Marie Kondo'd.
You have been.
Anyways, and then yesterday, what else?
Oh, so the whole day just ended. Dallin realized I was falling apart at the seams. These days when you fall apart, you don't think you're going to fall apart. It just happens. And all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and you feel like you're just dying inside.
Yeah. So I knew I had to do something. And so I got Ashley that Massage Envy gift card for Christmas. You know, if you watched our Christmas vlogs, you know that was my gift for her on Christmas. Massage Envy gift card. And it's just been sitting there in our drawer. And I was like, this is as good a time as ever to use this. So I called Massage Envy. And I booked her an appointment.
But we booked a couple's appointment. But it's on Monday. It hasn't happened yet.
And we booked a couple's appointment.
Dallin is getting massaged by
Look, let it be known Antonio. That I was just going to go let Ashley go alone.
I don't want
to. But then
go
she
alone.
Wanted me to go with her. So I'm not just the one trying
I've
to sneak
one
in my
massage
own massage
before,
here.
A prenatal massage. And I just, you're just in really close quarters with a stranger.
Naked?
Naked. Like, I'm not scared of it. It's just, there's a lot of silence and your initial impression is I need to fill this silence with talking, but then I just don't have anything to say.
I'm used to it back in my Pluralsight days.
Yeah. Dallin's old work used to give him massages every week.
We had a masseuse.
Gary.
Oh man. I missed that. Anyways, now we have to pay for massages.
But we're going on Monday.
Something
no,
we never do.
Not...
But this is Ashley's Christmas gift. And also, I guess it's my Christmas gift because I'm going with her. So that's going to be on Monday. Her masseuse is named Stephanie and mine is going to be
Antonio.
So
get ready for that.
We'll follow up. See how that goes. Never had a couple's massage. Apparently, we just lay next to each other, right? Smile at each other sweetly as they pop our backs.
My favorite, and I think we needed it. Like, we've been at Disney World, like, nonstop with the children, and then flying home and then unpacking. Like, it's been a lot of not one-on-one time for me and Dallin. So, we just decided to go on a date. And the great thing about living where we live is that my parents live one house away. So, we just call them and are like, can you please come over? We're going crazy. And they're like, sure. So we went on a date and we actually had a really good time. We just went to Costco, obviously, and bought the Häagen-Dazs imitation bars, the Kirkland brand.
Kirkland. Häagen-Dazs now is trying to imitate Kirkland.
Yeah, their chocolate is much thicker, the Kirkland brand. And then we went to Costa Vida and just, we sat there for like 2 hours. It was super nice.
It was so relaxing. We just ate food.
Half the time we don't even talk just because it's so nice to just.
We were just like, oh.
To just sit there and not
eat our food. And then we just looked at cars.
Oh, yeah. We're thinking, so we kind of want to travel more. And flying is great. I actually wore sound counseling headphones on this last flight and it changed my world. So if you have flight anxiety, try sound canceling headphones. It helped.
I got to keep my sound canceling headphones from work. And so Ashley borrowed them. They're super nice Bose ones.
Yeah, they really helped. I couldn't hear the engines just like booming next to me, reminding me that at any moment they could stop working.
They calmed all of Ashley's irrational fears.
I couldn't
hear
like the rickety plane rattle, reminding me that this was not like made by Apple.
Yeah.
And it just really helped. So why am I even talking about that?
I don't know.
Something. You guys know.
Cars? Cars.
Oh, we want to travel more. And I just don't want to be flying all the time. Plus, I want to bring Luna, especially if we go to fun places.
Plus, we're just feeling really cramped in our Subaru Forester with two big old car seats. We do love that car. But like,
it's hard with,
well,
the
if you want to bring anything in there along with like these two car
along
seats
with a dog
and
crate,
a dog, it's just really close quarters.
So we're actually going today. We talked a lot about bigger cars. We don't want to buy a new car because like our car is finally paid off. So we don't want, we just
we're
want
gonna
a little
to try to find
bit.
Like a car that's just like a couple years old, takes the new car edge off the price.
Right.
But still is low miles. And we're looking at like the Toyota Sequoia, although it's a big fat, ugly looking thing. The one that's
it's
like one above
than
the base
a minivan.
Model. Anything's better than a minivan.
Minivans
although I'm
so
sure
nice,
that would
though,
be so
once
nice.
You're inside. I just want to be
I have
big.
A friend who got a minivan finally. He's like, bro, you got to convert. So nice.
I just
don't
want to
be
car.
A mini. Yeah, I want like, a big car. Like one that we could pull something if we need to. Or
I just
have four wheel drive. There's probably minivans with four wheel drive
trunk.
Now.
Like, I have a lot of car anxiety
be higher
too.
Up.
I want to be higher.
We
want
to be thicker and higher
if
up.
If someone rear ends me, I want them to have a lot of trunk before they hit the kids. And if they hit us on the side, I want to be higher than lower.
Yeah.
I just kind of want a big
car. That is
car.
One cool thing about the Sequoia is it's a Toyota Tundra, but just with a back instead of like a truck bed.
So we're going to go look at those. Stay tuned for our next podcast to hear about that.
We might pull up in a new car.
Dallin and I's big issue in life is that we pretend to be very thoughtful, like logical buyers, but really we're like the world's worst impulse buyers on the planet.
Yeah. We like two times in the past we've gone, we're just going to look. And we end up driving home with a car just because we like it
worst.
So much. And like our Honda Accord we had forever. The steering was like going out.
I'm not saying
we
I'm
wanted
just
to
saying
get rid of it.
We always
I'm just
buy
trying to justify our stupid
looking,
actions.
I feel like I've listened to Dave Ramsey enough and the whole, we need to like the whole journey to pay off this car was so painful that I think we'll be more mindful about things. Although yesterday Dallin was like, what's a payment? Who cares? We'll pay it off.
No, I'm saying we do the same thing and
I
try
know.
To pay it off in like a year.
I just think
so
we
don't have to take a huge hit right now. We can just, but still pay it off
it's
like really
same.
Fast in the long run. But I like having a little cushion in our bank account.
Mm-mm. You don't deserve a cushion if you buy a car.
You do. Everybody deserves cushions. Well, you guys know more about our finances than we ever thought we would tell you today.
There you go.
Anyways, what else? That was it.
That's
then we
it.
Came
That's
home.
That's our story of the day.
And kids were
I
fell
fine.
Asleep.
George
doesn't bed.
Go to sleep very
I edited
well
a real
anymore.
Estate video.
So I fall asleep in bed with him and then crawl out.
Yeah. And then we went to sleep.
Actually, do you know how I woke up yesterday?
What?
George has me sing songs to him. Frozen, Snowman song.
He loves
ABCs
singing songs now. It's so cute.
And the Wiggles.
Oh, man.
So I fell asleep in song. I wake up to like Luna is pushing her wet nose against my back.
Yeah.
Because my shirt's like pulled up a little bit. She woke me up. That's how I woke up. She won't go in our bed without us. She's very respectful.
Little angel.
And then Dallin comes and she has to leave because she doesn't like to share with you.
Yeah.
Not Dallin makes her leave, like she leaves when Dallin comes. I don't know why. Anyways, that is our podcast for you today. Please send us any funny news articles that you find, and we will see you guys in our next podcast.
See you later.
All I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. I suppose it's inevitable, we'll grow old. That's the way it goes. But there's one thing I know. Even when it changes, even when we make it, all I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. Let's build a big little life. All we need is each other. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. Let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but never felt like nothing.